views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create that life that you desire. Now, you can connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. And folks, when you go to the website, be sure to sign up for my free newsletter, because when you sign up for that newsletter, I am going to send you all kinds of great stuff. I'm going to send you videos that have tools in them to empower you, to help you to move forward. Whatever your challenge is, lots of goodies there. The newsletter is full of a lot of great information on upcoming teleclasses, as well as offers from guests, lots of great stuff. So check that out and sign up for the newsletter at AskSueLondon.com. And we've made a lot of changes to the website, so go take some time to go through the website, because I'm proud to say we're just like bringing so much new stuff to you, and every day new stuff is coming. So check that out. And also, I want to get you to mark in your calendars that we've got a couple new events starting actually Tuesday and the week after. On Tuesday, April the 2nd, I'm going to be starting doing a monthly group coaching call. A lot of you have been asking if I'll just do, send you distant healing Reiki or empowerment calls, this kind of thing. So at your wish is my command. So I am going to start on Tuesday, April the 2nd, 7 p.m., that the first Tuesday of the month, we will do a call where I'm going to be giving you a tool, a technique, empowering you, giving you lots of wisdom. And then at the end of the call, I'm going to give you time that you can ask me questions. And during the whole call, I'm going to be sending you distant Reiki energy. And just so some of you who don't know what Reiki energy is, this is a form of energy healing that was done on me personally to help me to overcome and heal Crohn's disease. It empowered me when I was going through divorce and the challenges I went through with abuse. Very powerful stuff. So I will be including that in the training at the same time. And just know, you don't have to be on that call live. It does get archived, so you can hear it at your convenience if 7 p.m. Eastern time doesn't work for your schedule. So again, that is on Tuesday, April the 2nd at 7 p.m. Eastern time. And that is on the website now. You can see where it talks about it, and you can sign up for that under Coaching and Healing Monthly Teleclass under the training area. And also, many people have been asking me if I will train them to become their own radio hosts. So on April the 16th, anyone interested in becoming a radio host, I will be starting that training at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on April the 16th. And more details about that are found at my website under Radio Host Training. And we're going to talk a bit about that at the end of the show. So stay tuned for more about that. And of course, some inspiration and stories more that I'll be sharing that time too. So that's the quick scoop on that. Now let's check in with our producer Christopher and find out what's happening with him this week.
The question is, worded appropriately, is what is not happening?
I know. You can feel it in me. I'm feeling it in you, right? This is, folks, we're so connected that as soon as we're getting ready to do the show, I could just feel Christopher's energy. And I just knew it was like, whoo, you know, breathe, my friend, breathe.
I was going to say that was your exact thing that you told me to do is breathe. And breathing helps in just about any situation. It really does.
Yeah, well, you know, here in our house, in the London family this week, we've got lots of excitement happening here. We've got two of our daughters' birthdays. One was yesterday. One is tomorrow. And then now we got grandchildren. You know, I thought that the Easter Bunny comes, you know, like when your kids are little. Well, when you get the second generation, the Easter Bunny comes again. So we've got the Easter Bunny coming again this weekend.
The Easter Bunny's kind of like the Energizer Bunny. He never stops. He's going to be there forever.
Yeah. So, you know, still keeping my commitment. We have a big family thing happening here on Friday for Good Friday, and all our kids will be home, and we'll be celebrating birthdays, and Easter Bunny will be making an early visit at the London house then for all the grandchildren. And I'm also so committed, you know, to my personal training and my workouts. I'm even going to be at the gym before I have all our family come home. So are you impressed or what on that?
I'm very impressed. How do you hold it all together, Sue?
You know what? I really make sure that I take time for myself. And you know what else I've been doing, too, that you'll be really impressed? And I'm really saying this to kick your butt to get you moving.
You've been going to the gym.
I've been going to the gym and doing my personal training, but now the weather is starting to get nice here. I am making myself twice a day take our dogs and go out for a nice hour-long walk each time I go out. So how is that?
Well, that, you know what? That sounds nice. That sounds a lot nicer than going to the gym. Not that going to the gym isn't nice, because I should go, but, you know, walking outside with a nice animal, that's a great idea.
Well, and you know, I like being outside. I'm a real outdoor person, and I like the gym because I go there for, you know, work with my personal trainer, and that's awesome. But I like outdoors, and I've just been finding this winter, it's been cold and long, and we've been inside for so long that, you know, anytime it gets nice, I'm out there. So it's been awesome.
And I have to correct myself, because I know everybody from Westerly Fitness is listening, the official gym of WBLQ. And when I said that, I like outside. Of course I love the gym. I just need to go.
Well, I know. And you haven't been, have you?
No, I haven't. I've been bad.
I know. I've been getting calls. Trust me. Everyone down there is like calling me saying, no, he hasn't been there yet. So, folks, keep working with me. We're trying. And I'm hoping today's guest might be able to talk with you about that too, my friend.
I can't wait.
So, on that note, our show today, it's an awesome show. We're going to help everybody unleash their true brilliance. And we're going to talk about, you know, what might be keeping you stuck. So I think this is going to be kind of right up your alley there, my friend, on your exercise routine, don't you think?
Every show that you do is up my alley. So yes, it is.
Well, you know, I do that because I love you so much, my friend.
Well, the feeling is mutual.
So let me tell everybody about our guest. Our guest today is Nicola, and I apologize, Nicola, if I'm saying it wrong already, Dr. Nicola Bird, and she's going to be here with us, and she's going to help everybody unleash your true brilliance. Now, let me tell you a bit about this amazing girl. Dr. Nicola Bird is a new generation psychotherapist who successfully pioneered self-imaging therapy. It's called SIT, S-I-T. Her groundbreaking approach to personal transformation and brain retraining. During her 20 years of practice, Nicola has helped people change and empower their lives and give people the tools to free themselves from negative tapes, limitations, and fears. And she is the author of an amazing, great book. Y'all want to read it. It's called The Boomerang Effect, How You Can Take Charge of Your Life. And today, what's going to happen is we are going to bring two people who call in are actually going to win a copy of the book. So this is awesome. I'm really excited that, you know, Nicola is doing this for you, because it is a great book and it's a great tool to help you. Now, to learn more about Dr. Nicola Bird, please visit her website, Dr. Nicola Bird. That is D-R-N-I-C-O-L-A BIRD.com. Okay. So before we bring Nicola on, I want to give you the phone number because you're going to be able to call in today, folks, and ask your questions. And the number you're going to call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on our website, a transformationtalkradio.com website. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring Nicola on. But before we bring her on, that phone number I gave you, 1-800-930-2819, the first person to phone in and say to Christopher, I would love to win the book, The Boomerang Effect, will win a copy of Nicola's book. Okay, so the number to call is 1-800-930-2819. Okay, so call in, folks. And then also, the questions that, you know, we're going to be talking about that you can get help with tonight is if you're feeling stuck. So if you're feeling stuck, maybe you're overweight, you're depressed, you've got lots of fears, anxiety, all of these areas, Nicola will be able to help you today. Okay, so call in and we're here to help you. So without any further delay, let's bring Nicola on the show. So welcome, my friend.
Hi there, Sue. Nice, and thank you so much for having me. And just the correction.
Am I saying
Nicola with a soft O? It's nice and soft.
Nicola, how am I saying it?
Nicola.
Nicola. Nicola.
Nicola.
Okay, that's my accent, you know.
Oh, it's okay.
I'm Canadian. I always, although in Christopher, he's the American, right? The Italian American. So
right. That's right. Forget about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm really excited to bring you on because I love the fact that, you know, you've got this great book and, you know, the boomerang effect, it is so true. I've been there, done that, as we all have, right?
Yes.
So what I want to do is I thought we'll take a quick commercial break now. And when we come back, I want to get you to share your personal story so people know that you've been there too.
I'd love to share it.
So, folks, we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we are going to learn how to tap in and create your true brilliance. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired
inspired life. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and my guest today is Dr. Nicola Bird. And folks, today we have got a great show for you because we are helping you unleash your true brilliance. Now, before the break, I was saying to you, Nicola, about getting you to share your experience because you and I both have been there and done that.
Yeah.
And I think that's so powerful for people to know and, know that you're walking your talk. So can I get you to share your story?
I'm very happy to do so. And I will say that in terms of being there and done that, from my experience, life is a continual journey. You learn as you keep moving, you keep growing, and you learn from having learned your basic foundation. You can use that to help you. Over 20 years ago, I was married to a man who was verbally abusive, and it was a short-lived marriage, only 2.5 years, but very tumultuous and very traumatizing for sure. And I left him when my son was 9 months old. Like I said, I was 2.5 years married, and it really was a wake-up call for me. You know, I was determined to create a better life for me and for my son, and I wasn't interested in blaming him or even myself for that matter. And so I want to use that experience as a mirror to see myself better. The interesting thing for me is that I had always been interested in personal growth, and I had been actually doing a lot in terms of personal growth up until that point. Yet I was still finding myself stuck in the same patterns and same issues repeating themselves. And in many ways, many things that I was trying to change were actually getting worse. So I wanted to understand how I could overturn this and overturn my own self-defeating mindsets. Now, and as I, from the marriage, I left it and was truly facing so many things that had been buried in myself and things in terms of my own worth and why I chose to be involved in a situation with a man who would be abusive to me. And I learned a lot about myself. I learned that I was a rescuer. I learned that I did not know my own worth or my value. And then the big question for me came, well, how do I change this? And from that, I developed my life's work.
Mm-hmm. And you know, like, that is similar. It's like we're twins, girl, I have to say. But, you know, I was married, but my marriage was 16 years. And
right.
Then 14 years I found out, you know, he had a girlfriend, but he was abusive as well. And mm-hmm. I think, too, the same questions were coming up, like, well, what's the reason for this and why? And so now I'm here, so how do I change this? And I think that's where people are wanting to know, well, okay, I know I'm here. I don't, mm-hmm. How do I change it? So you've also created an amazing new technique or new therapy.
Yes.
Self-imaging therapy.
Yes, correct.
Tell us about that.
I'd love to. And that experience, and I think that's a major message I'd really like to pass on to the listeners as well, is that that was a very tumultuous situation, but it became a huge opportunity. I use it as an opportunity to create change and betterment, not just for myself, but for others.
Yeah.
So what I did from that is once I started asking myself, well, how do I create change? and I wasn't getting the answers or the results that I wanted, I started digging deeper into my own latent talent and potential. Mm-hmm. And I was always very capable and very talented at being able to decipher symbols and the internal world. I was gifted in that way. Okay. But I didn't know how to harness my gifts because so many of my own issues that caused me to be in this bad relationship were the same things that were driving my entire life.
Okay.
And so once I started clearing it up, I was able to dig deeper into my own capacities and talents. And actually through using those is what helped me to overturn. So I began going deeper inside myself, understanding myself better. Mm-hmm. And I developed processes and techniques to create the change. And that was, I started reconstructing myself basically from the inside out. Mm-hmm. And very much, and then I developed a process from that.
Okay.
And that's the self-imaging therapy work that I now do.
And so how does it work exactly?
Oh, so it's very similar to conscious dreaming or watching a movie of yourself. And that might sound a little complicated, but it isn't, because that's everyone's internal world. Whether you realize it or not, you think in symbols. Everything that you do is symbolic. So a table, a chair, a person, all of our life is being represented, and that's our inner world. Mm-hmm. And what that does for us, it allows us to actually access what's invisible. So we often think that our feelings or our thoughts are invisible. We can't touch them or we can't see them.
Right.
But they're actually accessible to us through our symbols. Now, no one, when a person comes to me and they're working with that, they don't have to have any background in this or any experience, because it's very organic and natural to be able to connect with themselves. I take them through that technique. And what you do is you get a chance to really go deeper inside yourself to the root of the problem, to really see yourself and the relationship you have with yourself, and change that at its core level.
Okay, okay. So when you're saying symbols, are you meaning like you're actually, like taking, seeing a picture of something and replacing that with a feeling?
But I'm a little cautious when I say that, because some people will think, well, I'm not visual and I can't visualize. Symbolism, that's why I kind of remove it, is not just about visualizing. It really is about what you feel and what you sense. For instance, a blind person can't see, but they dream. They're symbolizing all the time. They sense things. So it's really your sensations of something, and you will represent that. So when you say, like bright as sunshine, you know, that kind of thing. As difficult as, you know, a mountain to climb, that kind of thing. That's your metaphor of your feeling. And so if you were representing your feeling, like I'm stuck and I feel like I am, you know, in a hole, that's how you're going to feel. I'm in a cave stuck. I can't get out. Then that will be your representation of your feelings. And the thing is with symbolism is that your mind doesn't know the difference between what you imagine and what is real. So it's powerful in creating change, because you can represent all your feelings, thoughts, and situations and actually reconstruct them and create change, basically change your script, because your mind won't know the difference. That's powerful. Sorry.
Okay, so what you're saying is, so you have this image, right? And then you become aware of it. So then you would then replace that image with something more positive? Is that
more positive? You become aware, but it's your own personal one. So I don't give you any. I don't tell you the symbol. You find your own. You feel your own feelings. So if you come to me and you say, I'm anxious.
Right.
You're experiencing anxiety in your body, and it's going to be like a story, like, you know, a mountain to climb kind of thing, or feeling stuck in mud kind of thing. You feel stuck, and I feel like I'm burdened by, and I'm in mud or a trench or something like that. You will know that feeling, and that feeling will be in your body. So I'm anxious in my heart or in my gut. Everybody's feeling things in their body. So they get in touch with themselves. They get to connect with that feeling. And then once they represent it, then they can now, connect with it, feel it, and observe it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it is your relationship with yourself, because everything starts with yourself. And if your relationship at home, meaning the self, is poor, then as within, so without. So if your relationship, if you have, you know, negative self-talk, if you get stuck in really dark feelings about yourself, like I'm not good enough and I'm not worthy, and you get trapped in those kind of mental loops and emotional loops, and they become patterns, and then you can find them very hard to change because they become so part of your identity. So what we're trying to do is create a new identity, but not just thinking it, but feeling it. Learning a new state. So if you're anxious all the time, it's hard for you to know how to feel calm. Like, how do I get there? That's why you feel stuck. It's because you've identified with anxiety or insecurity. So what we try to do is create new emotional and mental states that you actually feel and experience inside yourself and develop from inside yourself that you can reconnect with, and then train yourself to be in that, those new states, so they become your new normal, your healthy normal.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Why do you think that people get stuck and they lose control in the first place?
Oh, excellent question. You know, the thing is that we all encounter a lot of problems. You have difficult situations, your relationships, messy emotions, you know, body image issues, negative experiences. And life is really random and unpredictable. And we don't really have that much control over all of our external things, although we want to have them. And we never know when things, you know, can or will occur, when stresses will occur. And although we wish they wouldn't, they do. So predicting or controlling our stresses is impossible, but we try to. And then we get caught up in all the things that are happening around us, what, or what people are doing to us. But if we dig deeper, we realize that it really only comes down to our emotional responses and what we're feeling. And that's the conflict, because we're trying to cope with our feelings in the situation. But we can be focused on what's going on around us. So we get stuck when we don't know how to manage those emotions that the world is triggering, but maybe feels just like the world is causing. And so we need to learn to master our emotions, and they really are messy. You know, it's not just like a simple, you know, plug you in and off we go. And if we don't have the right techniques in place to support our emotions, we can find ourselves feeling very stuck. But the good news is that we can really always learn healthy coping styles.
Okay, so can I ask you, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
I had a listener email me before the show, and she asked me to ask you the question, why is there no movement in her career or finances? Now, what happened for her that somebody had made a comment to her, a negative comment, and then she's just gone in a whirlwind.
Oh.
So what, like, very down on herself, very, you know, so that's her question. Why is there no movement in her career and finances?
Right. And you give me the background that she got this negative comment, and now she's feeling down on herself.
Yeah. So how, like, in that case, you know, why? And what did she do?
Well, I mean, it's so general that I can't specifically say why.
Exactly.
However, I'm happy to give a general based on my 20 years of doing my work and hearing people ask that same question and what they find.
Okay.
And most things boil down to our worth, not knowing our worth.
Okay.
And when we don't know our worth, then we can find ourselves. Now, the important thing, I say that with a little bit of a caution, not because I'm very happy to share that information, but then how do we deal with that? So, and when you said to her she's now beating herself up, how much do I see that in my work?
Without question. All the time, right?
Without question. And most, because we are self-reflective creatures. We can't, that's how we're designed, to look at ourselves, to observe ourselves. And that's a healthy thing, but it can become very unhealthy, because we do need to be responsible for our life and self-regulating.
Okay.
The unfortunate thing is most of us learn to self-regulate or self-reflect in negative ways.
Okay.
So if she's beating herself up, then she's knocking herself down all the time, which will then impede her ability or prevent her from overcoming. So then she'll be more and more stuck. So this listener really would need to pay more attention to the way that she's knocking herself down. Whatever issue that she's facing, let's assume it's worth, which it certainly sounds like it could be.
Yep.
And certainly nearly everyone can assume they have issues with their worth, because all of us do. I mean, I work on my worth every day. It's really easy for something to knock you off your pedestal and or just your foundation.
Yep.
And you're feeling good and a negative comment or a negative thing. So we do have to have a discipline of kind of building ourselves up, but we all can take the time to do it because we're worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So she'd want to be able to look at her self-defeating talk and not beat yourself up because she beats herself up, which is another thing that happens. Oh my God, I'm beating myself up. So let me beat myself up some more. Yeah. And what she needs to do is take some time to look at her strengths and what she appreciates about herself. And not things that she's doing, but qualities in herself.
Okay.
And just list three. And not just say them mechanically or as affirmations, but really feeling and seeing, like, go back to parts of her, like, incidents in her life that were really positive and successful, and focus on those. What those moments are like, what qualities that she exuded, and connect with those parts of herself. And remember that's who she is. And so when she starts beating up herself, instead shift over to her, where she knows she can do it, where she knows she can be successful, where she has succeeded in life. Focus on that feeling and use that feeling to help strengthen her when she's feeling vulnerable or insecure or dealing with issues of worth.
So by doing that process, that can actually help her to create movement. Like she's saying, does she feel stuck in her career and finances? So that actually can unstuck her, cause movement.
Well, it's certainly, we all need to be aware of how we are communicating with ourselves, because it starts our relationship with ourselves. And we can spend so much time, when I talked about, you know, focusing on things outwards, when you said, why do you get stuck? And I said, you're focusing on the career, you're focusing on money. Those are outward things. Yeah. And now you want to see your relationship with these things, because that's what you really do have all the power and control over, what you're bringing to the table. If I walk in to say an interview feeling secure versus feeling insecure, I'm going to be a whole different person.
Oh, totally. Exactly. And, you know, I don't know if you're seeing this, but I'm really seeing that, I don't know what's happening with energy right now in the universe, but it seems like there's a lot of people having things coming up for them. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing that? Like bringing things to their attention to make positive changes within themselves. Are you seeing that? Because I'm having a lot of people come to me with kind of similar stuff going on for them.
Right. Well, I mean, when you say, am I seeing that, that's what I do all the time. So I'm definitely seeing it.
yeah. Like I
said. And I love how you said it, by the way. So it was fabulous when you said, you know, bringing things to them to make positive change. And I think that is the way to see it.
Yeah.
You know, because you can really get, why is this happening to me?
Yeah.
Why is this a bad thing happening? Why does this keep occurring? Why, you know, the same thing over. And instead, if we get out of why is this happening to what can I learn from this? What positive thing can I learn? What is this mirroring about me that I want to understand about myself so that I can make these positive changes? And that's when I said, but we need to do that with a lens that's self-compassionate, self-understanding, and then directing ourselves towards something else. If you're beating yourself up, you need to find ways to be supportive, loving, compassionate, and then teach yourself, move yourself out of that through that lens versus repeating that.
Exactly, because it keeps coming up until you do.
Until
that's
you
what I found. Yeah. Now, we remember what I said, been there, done that. I was serious on that. we've got a message here for you from Rosemary, from the instant feedback area on the website.
Right.
And she says here, I think a lot of women struggle with this sense of not feeling worthy about so many things.
Yes.
Starting a business, following their dreams. I like the use of symbols to help us keep us positive.
Yes.
How can we make it easy to share this with someone who is in need, to lift them up and inspire them, or even when they may be in need of an uplift, when we may be in need of an uplift ourselves?
Right. Well, excellent question in terms of being able, I mean, I would say the first thing we need to do, of course, is take care of ourselves. If we deplete our energy, we really can't take care of anyone else.
Yeah.
And the more that we take care of ourselves, it's not selfish. In fact, we have more energy to give, so we're actually taking care of more people.
Yes.
And you're right. Worth is a huge issue amongst women. I mean, we get so few positive reinforcements from so many, and not just, you know, socially, but, I mean, messages about we must look a certain picture-perfect way, and if you don't look that way, you're not worthy, and you're not supposed to get older, and, you know, it's just endless bombardment.
Yeah.
So we do first, I think, need to start with making sure that we're positive with ourselves, that we don't spend our time knocking ourselves down and critiquing ourselves. Mm-hmm. And when we can connect with our own and find things are the symbols of ourselves. Because when we know it, then we can definitely share it.
Yeah.
A person hears it and sees it in us, and we communicate from our place. Mm-hmm. And in terms of finding uplifting symbols, you know, once we develop that within ourselves and take that time, then it's, like I said, it's easy to share. And I think we can always find we need to find our own truth, our own symbols that are right for us, the way we know our worth, and to say, I don't need to be perfect. I'm always good enough.
And
I'm always good enough.
I found for myself when I found that strength within me to say the word no to a lot of people.
Right.
That is really when life really started soaring for me, because I started valuing myself and having that balance in my life. And I think more people need to do that, especially women, you know, moms, they're in careers and trying to have all this stuff. I know, like when I, you know, as a mom, I was always a stay-home mom, and then it was a whole new story becoming a single mom. And you know, I felt my kids were kind of like, fighting the idea, right? And it was really a great test for me to stick to my guns and be strong and say no. And it really, some people say I can't do it because, you know, my kids, it's not good for them or whatever, you know? But when you make that shift and say no, I can't tell enough of you listening, it's the most powerful thing you could do for yourself. And now, no comes out of my mouth every day. And it's awesome. And I love it, you know, and people respect that.
I'm totally with you that I think what might help a person when they're finding out is that they choose your battles.
Exactly.
Just choose your battles. Just like, this is my negotiable and this is my non-negotiable. But you have to determine. So, in terms of Rosemary's question, in terms of your own personal symbolism and stuff, your non-negotiables and say, you know what? I can't compromise on my respect. I can't compromise on my worth. And when you make those decisions, but these are my non-negotiables, and all over here, you know what I can compromise on, then it's very clear for you. I can say no to this, and I'll say yes to all of this, and and that's okay. If I don't get your approval, because when women have a hard time saying no, they're afraid of not getting approval. They're afraid of criticism, because then they turn it and feel bad about who they are. And it still comes back to their worth. You value yourself. You take care of yourself. And it's our right to take care of ourselves. And we need to do it. You know, just the other day I had someone come in and we're working, and she was looking at herself and saying, you know, and you know, negative criticisms. And I said, well, what do you deserve? Mm-hmm. Her statement was, I'm not comfortable with the word deserving. It's selfish.
Isn't it interesting? Yeah, the patterns that one generation passes to another generation.
Right.
Unbelievable. And, yeah.
Right.
Although I can say that, but I was there too myself. Like, I don't deserve that. Yeah. Yeah.
And so we have to invite that word in. We have to embrace it. We have to make it beautiful. It's perfume. It's music. And say, I deserve. And not just say the words, but feel it. And if you have difficulty with it, start the most basic thing. I understand that I deserve, as a human being, respect.
Yes.
And like, how would you treat your friend?
Mm-hmm.
Then treat yourself the same way. Like, think in terms of, how can I be my own best friend?
Good way to say that. That's really good. We've got like 3 minutes left. How fast this has gone. We even skipped the commercial break, my friend. But what I want to talk about here now is your book, The Boomerang Effect.
Yes.
It is an awesome book. Tell everybody more about it. By the way, we do have two winners for your book that they've sent their questions in and that. And so those books will be sent out to you folks. Congratulations on winning them. But for those of you that missed that opportunity, tell everybody more how the book can help them.
Sure. So we talked about being stuck. So the book helps you learn how you can develop coping styles to help you get, quote unquote, unstuck.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are designed biologically to create coping styles that suit our environment, and they can then lock us into the very thing that we're trying to cope with. So an anxious environment breeds more anxiety. If we learn to beat ourselves up in an attempt to motivate ourselves, we use this kind of self-talk to cope with problems, which we talked about earlier, and then we just keep getting stuck in the same rotation.
Mm-hmm.
So the book helps you to understand the ways you're coping with life that are pretty general. and that everyone does because we're programmed to be that way, and what you can do to change that biological programming that then becomes your way of self-reflecting. So because we learn, we have stress responses to fight, to flight, and, you know, the lesser known freeze, that they become parts of our mindset. So we react to problems, we try to avoid them, we try to hide from them, and we fight to overcome them, and we try to protect ourselves.
Okay.
And we want to learn, and then they become, again, how we think and self-reflect. So the book talks about these mindsets and the self-talk and how they can get us into trouble, because, especially when we're trying to cope with our emotional life, which they don't help us with, and how we can then overcome these ingrained patterns.
And what I liked about it in the book is that you've got exercises in there.
Yes.
So it's not like, folks, you're just going to read a book and go, okay, yeah, whatever. She's going to give you some homework to do, which I love when someone gives homework, you know, but they're great. It's great homework. It really makes you become aware, helps you to make those changes that maybe you're sitting there saying, I'm stuck, and why? And what do I do? You know, so awesome, awesome book. So where did everybody get your book?
You can go to Amazon and get it online there.
Okay.
And you can also go to my website and find out more about it as well. And it'll take you there to my website,
drnicolaburry.com. Perfect. And then, folks, again, the name of the book is The Boomerang Effect, How You Can Take Charge of Your Life. Awesome, awesome book. Now,
I would also like to say, if anybody wants to work with me, I work via Skype or via phone. I work with people all over the world. So anyone can also work with me one-on-one that way. It's not limited to my area.
I was going to ask you, people can, do they book, like, the appointments with you through your website?
Yes, they can.
So your email's on there too?
My email's on it. They can contact me. I also have, send your questions in to me as well. I answer that online as well, and I post it on the site, so if they have questions. Or I'm actually happy to, you know, people can email me. Feel free. I'm happy to connect, and if they have further questions or more, anything they want to ask me, I'm very happy to do so. And anyone coming from this show, and they didn't get a chance to get a questions answered, I'm happy to send them my way.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for that. I really appreciate that. And folks, do take that offer up, because, you know, I know a lot of times people are too shy to ask questions on the live show, and their personal stuff they want to ask. So this is a great opportunity for you, and it's time now to free yourself. Get rid of the boomerang effect that keeps happening in your life and causing chaos and all kinds of stuff happening. Once you release that, you really can have an amazing life. And you know, both of us are here today to share that with you. So thank you, my friend, for being with us. And keep up the great work you're doing. And thank you so much for all that information you shared. It's been incredible. And I'm, you know, moving for a lot of people, life changing.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure, and I really appreciate it.
Good. Well, folks, we're going to take a quick break now. And again, the name of the book is The Boomerang Effect, How You Can Take Charge of Your Life. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Sue London with Get Inspired Radio. And when we come back, I'm going to share some inspiration and a story with you. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Get ready for intentional living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, tonight my guest, Dr. Nicola Burr, talked to you about unleashing your true brilliance. I thought it was awesome. I loved how she talked about getting yourself out of the muck. Now, I thought that this would be a good time to answer a question that so many of you have asked me. And that question people have been asking me is, how ever did I go from having Crohn's disease with just 30 minutes to live in my life to going on and becoming a radio host? So folks, here is how my journey unfolded. Okay, so what happened in 1999, after I had regained my health and I cleared all the stress in my life, I took the time to work on myself. And you remember how Nicola said during the show, work on yourself so you don't create the same pattern. Well, I did that. And as she said in the show, and I'm saying to you now, it's so important to take that time to heal and clear your baggage. Because if you don't, you're going to keep having that same lesson come up over and over throughout your life. So why not take some time, a little bit of time off, and clear what's, you know, negative in your life, holding you back, something you have to heal from your past. Take that time, and really, the time you'll spend is nothing compared to how many times you'll repeat the lesson if you don't, okay? So that's what I had to do starting off. So then after I did a lot of work on myself and I discovered who the true Sue London was, that's when I started my journey. Now, I'm going to tell you, you've heard me say this before on the show, it's no surprise, I was so full of fear in my life. And holy smokes, when I say I was full of fear, I'm not kidding. I was so full of fear that in school, I never had to do presentations. Because if I had to be asked to stand up and speak, just at the thought of that, one teacher asked me to stand up and do a presentation, and I threw up all over her desk. And it wasn't happening just one time, folks, it happened many times. So word quickly spread in the school system, don't ask me to speak or you knew what was going to happen. So here I am, you know, I'm 37 years old and I was at a place in my life where one of the things that I had to heal and you know, let go of was the fear of being in the center of attention. I was very fearful of speaking in public and I was fearful of the center of attention. So what happened, I had a friend, I was working with a coach, and he suggested that I join Toastmasters. Now, Toastmasters, for those of you that don't know, is an internationally known speaking club, and they're known for helping people conquer their fears of speaking in public. Now, here's the thing that was really interesting, because when you work on yourself, good things happen. Okay. What happened for me? I joined Toastmasters, going there to work on myself, and something really special happened for me. A door opened. I started finding that I like to inspire people. I started writing articles. My three books are a result of Toastmasters, and they were speeches to start off with. Also, going to Toastmasters is where I met my future husband that I am with, that many of you have met, my husband Ross, and he was my mentor from Toastmasters. So what happened? I conquered my fear of speaking in public, and then doors started happening for my career. And what happened? Word got out about my healing journey and what I had been through. So I started receiving offers from the media to be interviewed. Now, one day, while this was all happening, I had my coach, who happened to be Jack Canfield, who is the author of Chicken Soup Series. And he asked me to put out an intention. Okay. So the intention, was that what did I want in my life? So the intention that I put out was that I wanted to help millions of people around the world cope, heal, and move forward with their life. Okay? Did you hear that? My intention was to help millions of people around the world cope, heal, and move forward with their life. Do you have chills yet here? Okay, so here's what happened. I put out the intention, and not only did I say it, but I really felt it deep within my soul. I started really feeling. Do you remember how Nicola said, feel the emotions? I felt that deep feeling in my soul. And then when I did, I just let it go and I sent it to the universe for her to work the magic to manifest it. That's all I did. And then what happened, days later, I got an offer to go on a radio show and share my healing journey. This time, it was with an internet radio show. And I had been on TV and radio at that point, but internet radio show was something I didn't know. And what happened, something came up to be looked at, a fear. And that fear was that I was fearful of technology. And I thought, how do I do an internet radio show? What buttons do I have to press on my computer? The stuff that was coming up, folks, was unbelievable. It was insane. When I look back, how crazy it was, because all that I really had to do, if the host had told me, was just simply pick up a phone and dial a number. That's all I had to do. So while I was working with my coach and, you know, saying, no, I can't do this, I don't know, you know, humming and hawing and that, luckily with having a coach, he said, what was your intention? And I went back to my intention of that being, I wanted to help millions of people around the world. An internet radio show, what better way for me to do it? So I faced my fear. I went into this feeling of I can do this and releasing where I was going with all this. And I did that show, and that was on November the 11th, 2008. So what happened, and here is the interesting part. I went to go and do the show, and I was somebody who always had to learn the hard way. So I did the interview, and the show started. She asked me a question. And then I did not hear back from her throughout the whole show. This is not common. If you haven't been on the radio, just so you know, this is not how it works. So what happened? She came back on minutes before it ended and said goodbye. Hung up the phone. She called me back and she said, by the way, congratulations, you are now a host. And she shared with me that I now have my own radio show. Now, here's the interesting thing. I did not sign up or ask for my own radio show. But minutes before we started the show, my computer screen went all wacky and it had lines through it and all kinds of weird things were happening. And then here, at the end of the show, I have my own show. So as you will see, I put out an intention that I wanted my own show, or I wanted to help millions of people, and the universe sent me back this radio show. Now I'm pointing all of this out to you because I could have let fear hold me back. I could have let, you know, that fear of technology hold me back. But I didn't. I took the action. I cleared what was holding me back, and I started my first show on January the 7th, 2009, and I've never looked back. And I went from being an internet radio host to being here where I am today. So that's basically how that all unfolded. So I want to just point out to you, you know what, be clear with your intentions. Look at your emotions, and when they come up, let them go and take action. Now, as I said in the beginning of the show, I'm going to be teaching people how to host their own radio shows. And that's starting on Tuesday, April the 16th. All those details are at my website, so check that out. I would be thrilled to help you out. And we're out of time here, folks. This show's gone fast, and it's so much more to say, but we'll have to save it for another show. So thanks for being with us, and join us next week with our guest. We've got Scott McKillaby, and we're going to have a great show, and we got to go. We're out of time, so I look forward to inspiring you again real soon. Happy Easter, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world with one listener at a time.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.